The 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act allotted millions of acres of land to 13 regional Native corporations, but some tribal communities were left out of the process. That's created a movement by the landless tribes in Southeast. It's an issue that's simmered for decades, but a recent infusion of $500,000 from regional corporation See Alaska has professionalized its efforts. At a meeting in August in Wrangell, See Alaska board member Richard Reinhart recalls the early 1970s when 200 village corporations were created across Alaska.
We all thought we were getting land just like everybody else, and then it was like a big surprise at the end that we didn't.
There's no apparent reason certain communities were left out. Those include the five Southeast tribes of Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Haines, and Tenakee Springs. Together, they are home to 4,400 See Alaska shareholders. Over the years, four bills were introduced in Congress to cede federal land to Southeast tribal communities. The most recent was the ANCSA Improvement Act, introduced by U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski in 2017. It didn't get far. Her office says there was a lot of opposition in Washington over parceling out a national forest. Now the Southeast Alaska Landless Corporation is crafting a fifth bill they hope Alaska's delegation will support. It'll be different than previous efforts in that it contains specifics, maps that are now being released as the Landless Corporation takes its message from community to community. The bill envisions 115,000 acres to be divided between the five landless tribes. Reinhart says the climate in Washington is right for reshaping public lands.
Today we have, under the Trump administration, new heads of the Forest Service, and they are in support. They will not fight us, and they want to sit down and talk with us.
USDA Forest Service Chief and Alaska's regional forester met with some of the shareholders and See Alaska's legal team last year. The Forest Service said in a statement they've given advice over existing land designations in the Tongass, but haven't signaled whether they support giving up management of any forest land. Conservation groups are wary about carving up the Tongass, but they say they're aware it's a complex issue that involves trying to right historic wrongs.
It's our hope that we can support them by working with them in partnership.
Meredith Trainer is the executive director for the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council in Juneau. She says she supports tribal sovereignty, but not if it means public land is lost at the expense of subsistence users. SEAC opposed past efforts, but she says there are ways a new village corporation could get its land and be good stewards of the forest.
Such as, you know, being included in the carbon market and through carbon sequestration, where communities would actually be paid not to log the land.
Reinhart said that with the decline of the timber industry, carbon credits make sense. See Alaska is already in the carbon credit market. But the landless group says nothing, including logging, would be off the table. The campaign is traveling to all Southeast communities, releasing specific maps as it goes. The five maps would be available once its tour is completed next week. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.